right now for a $1,000 voucher for all kids at a certain poverty level in the state of Kansas that the governor has called KEEP.
Now, State Representative Brenda Landwehr on KAKE News. Some Democrats, however, say that the new proposal from Republicans don't have an income level requirement.
There's no income guidelines, and on one or two of the amendments, you can be 400% of the poverty level, which is a family of four, $120,000.
Mid-America Network News.
Is looking for a new car giving you sticker shock? Rusty X Ford is here to help. We're discounting new Fords up to $1,500 off MSRP. Every car, every truck, and every SUV up to $1,500 off MSRP. Plus, save even more with up to $1,500 in available rebates. No games, no gimmicks, and no trade-in required. For a limited time, get financing as low as 0% APR on select models. Rusty X Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 2 years in a row and counting. Come see us for the big discounts you want and the outstanding customer service you deserve. Only at Rusty X Ford and RustyXFord.com. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Prices plus tax and fees, dealer add-ons extra. 2023 F-150, 2023 T-219, MSRP 63905, sale price 61405. Up to $1,500 rebate available on new 2023 Ford Edge. 0% APR financing on select new Fords with approved credit for up to 36 months. Payments of $2,778 per thousand finance. Cannot be combined with other offers or advertised specials. Vehicles subject to prior sale. Offers expire Monday.
A gun dealer in the Kansas City area has reached a settlement with the city of Kansas City to pay more than $150,000 worth of damages to the city through its insurer. KAKE News reports the decision came after a lawsuit of contributing to surging violence in the region by ignoring evidence that firearms were being sold illegally in the store. The announcement came from Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas in a statement last week that said it's an important step in reducing the flow of illegal guns in the city. The lawsuit was filed back in 2020, alleging that the gun trafficking creates a public nuisance for Kansas City, which had one of the highest homicide rates in the U.S. last year. The lawsuit with the city was joined by gun safety advocates, including Every Town for Gun Safety Support Fund, saying it was the first of its kind in the gun industry in more than a decade. The company, CR Sales Firearms in Independence, is set to pay $150,000 in the damages and will also face extra monitoring, along with being required to train staff on how to identify a straw purchase. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Nebraska State Legislature wrapped up last week passing the Opportunity Scholarship Act and a 33-12 cloture vote that now moves on to the next steps in the legislative process for this week. And if passed with all three rounds of voting, the bill would allocate near $25 million of funds to go to a dollar-for-dollar tax credit for individuals who make donations to organizations that provide scholarships to private schools.
Vote is 33 A's, 12 nays, Mr. President, on the motion to invoke cloture.
The motion to invoke cloture is adopted.
That audio from KSNB at local channel 4. Opponents of the bill say they brought up a number of concerns, including public dollars going to private schools that require religious curriculum to the lack of protection against discrimination within the private school system. Opponents also tried to include an amendment that would have prevented scholarships from going to schools that discriminate, introduced by Omaha State Senator Megan Hunt. As some say, they have pulled their kids from private Catholic schools due to their stances regarding gay and transgender students.
The bakers of Earth Grains breads combine wholesome and nutritious ingredients with a soft, light texture that your family will love. Our nutritious varieties include 12 grain, wheat berry with honey, 100% whole wheat, and multigrain. Try Earth Grains 12 grain toasted with peanut butter for breakfast, or multigrain with turkey and fresh veggies for a nutritious lunch. Earth Grains breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A special election in Marshall County has been set for Tuesday, April 25th, to decide if the county should enter into a lease purchase agreement not to exceed $6.5 million toward construction of a new jail facility. A $12 million complex is planned east of Marysville, north of Subway, and was challenged by a resident petition submitted in October with 500 signatures confirmed exceeding the 394 required to move forward with a vote. Commissioners have been encouraged to host town hall meetings to outline the project, with just a single public meeting held previously as plans moved forward for a new jail. An initial town hall is planned Tuesday, March 21st at Landall Lanes in Marysville at 7 p.m. Two others are tentatively planned March 28th and April 4th at locations to be determined in Blue Rapids and the Beatty-Axtell area. Early voting would begin April 5th with the special countywide election planned Tuesday, April 25th. A unanimous vote was passed to publish the resolution next week. Plans for a new health department building were to go before Marysville Planning and Zoning Committee last week. Twin Valley sought and received commitment for a letter of support for a grant toward construction of a splash park on property that organization owns in Beatty. Washington County Road and Bridge Supervisor Justin Novak quit last week after serving the post since 2015, and interim supervisor may be contracted until a new hire is completed. Commissioners discussed damage to the county blacktop north of Washington, which has seen considerable additional truck traffic during the oil cleanup efforts, which continue. A TC Energy official is set to face questions from lawmakers Tuesday during a joint meeting of two House committees of the Kansas legislature, that following the December 7th oil spill of the Keystone Pipeline in Washington County. A public hearing was held at the Jefferson County, Nebraska Planning and Zoning Commission meeting last Thursday after outlining changes to make recommendations on wind energy regulations. A recommendation will be considered by Jefferson County commissioners, who will also host a public meeting on the matter March 23rd at the 4-H building on the fairgrounds in February. USDA Farm Service Agency reminds producers that enrollment in the Ag Risk Coverage and Price Loss Coverage, the ARC and PLC program, deadline is March 15th for the 2023 crop year. A Marysville man charged with murder and the death of his wife waived his right to a preliminary hearing and is set for a plea entry next month. Gerald Brown faces first-degree murder charges in the death of his wife, Jennifer Brown, at their home north of Marysville Thanksgiving Day. He is being held on $1 million bond, with the next hearing set for April 4th. Della M. Husa Seams, age 91, of Wymore, passed away Thursday. A funeral service is planned Monday, 2 p.m. at the Laughlinova Funeral Home in Wymore, burial in the Blue Springs Cemetery, with the Laughlinova Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Della Husa Seams. Kenneth M. Grell, age 95, of Blue Springs, passed away Wednesday. Massive Christian burial Tuesday, 10:30, at St. Joseph Catholic Church in Beatrice. Rosary at the church Monday evening at 7. Visitation Monday, 9 until 6, at the Griffith Huvendick Chapel in Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Kenneth Grell. Eric W. Pishney, age 51, of Blue Rapids, passed away Wednesday. He had cancer. A memorial service is planned Wednesday, 11 a.m., at the Blue Rapids United Methodist Church. Interment will follow in the Czech Moravian Cemetery, south of Blue Rapids. Christy Anders Funeral Home Waterville in charge of arrangements for Eric Pishney. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, chicken strips, a biscuit, sweet potatoes, asparagus, and fruit cocktail. Tomorrow, ham salad, bread, relish, tomato soup, and fruited jello. KNDY News Time, 7:13.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Cooler early on this week before temperatures start to warm up throughout Tuesday and Wednesday. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Staying mostly clear overnight tonight with our lows in the mid-20s. Already warmer by Tuesday, sunshine with our highs in the lower 50s. Clear skies and staying breezy throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the mid-30s. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Even warmer on Wednesday, sunshine with our highs nearing the lower 60s. South winds still between 20 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. There will be a slight chance for some rain showers over Wednesday night, staying cloudy with our lows in the lower 30s and lower 50s. South winds still between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. Some rain and snow showers are likely throughout Thursday, staying cloudy and breezy with our highs in the mid-40s and lower 50s. Westerly winds between 20 and 30 and gusting as high as 40. And more rain and snow throughout Thursday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, mid-March 55, record high on this date 87. The average low 31 and the record low 5 degrees. Sunrise this morning 7:42. Sunset this evening at 7:32. It's 25 degrees this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 13th of March. KNDY News Time 7:15.
Bring out your true Irish with the Wagon Wheels corned beef and cabbage special this St. Patrick's Day. If that doesn't fit your taste buds, come in and wash down your favorite meal on a Saturday night with green beers on tap. Bank on the luck of the Irish with St. Patrick's Day specials this Saturday at the Wagon Wheel in Marysville.
Wildcat fans, K-State football season tickets are on sale now. Tickets start at just $150, but act fast. Tickets increase starting March 16th.
Your Wildcats are champions of the Big 12. Go crazy, everybody!
Reserve your seat today for the 2023 season by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com. Go Cats!
The big dance is set. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. March Madness is here and tip-off is tomorrow. The field of 68 for the NCAA tournament has been announced. The Crimson Tide, fourth-ranked Alabama, rolled over Texas A&M 82-63 to win the SEC tournament.
Another bank first three. Brandon Miller giving Bama its biggest lead.
Chris Stewart with the call on Learfield. The Tide roll into the big dance as the overall top seed. Alabama got their top spot after Kansas and Houston lost the Big 12 and AAC titles, respectively, while Purdue secured the final number one, winning the Big Ten.
Purdue lobs it to the other end. Zach Edey knocks it out of bounds, and the Purdue Boilermakers are the Big Ten tournament champions.
Rob Blackman on Learfield with the call. To the hardboard courts of the NBA. In Los Angeles, the Knicks snapped a three-game losing streak with a 112-108 win over the Lakers. The Knicks' R.J. Barrett got 20 of his 30 points in the second half.
Barrett down the lane. The scoop is good. Got the bounce off the heel. And Barrett with 30, his 7-30-point game. Knicks by 10.
The call on 98.7 ESPN New York. The Sixers cruise to a 112-93 win over the visiting Wizards. The Embiid-Harden duo, a force to be reckoned with.
Harden off the screen by Embiid. Behind his back, Joel, another 15-footer, and that's good. Boy, teams are going to have to contend with that. They make that look easy. Embiid with a 15-footer, Harden another behind-the-back pass. He drives it and then throws it back.
The call on WPEN. Philadelphia is on a five-game winning streak, keeping pressure on Milwaukee and Boston, currently the top two seeds in the East. The Sixers play seven of their next eight on the road. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
A pair of Twin Valley League girls championships in the state tournaments as Hanover goes undefeated, winning over Lebo 59-34 in eight-man Division II Saturday. In Division I, Donovan West girls took Quinter 55-47. Frankfort girls finished third in the eight-man Division I over Norwich 49-23. Axtell boys in eight-man Division II fell to South Central in the consolation, finishing fourth, losing 59-45. And the Marysville boys were runner-up to Heston in the 3A Boys State Championship at Hutchinson, Heston 50, Marysville 44.
Ever feel like your insurance company doesn't know you?
Insurance Corporation will issue generic plans where agricultural activities occur.
Only a human can visit your farm or ranch to know what you need. Find out why Farm Bureau Financial Services is the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it. Talk to an agent today or visit fbfs.com/protect. Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2019 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Call on Farm Bureau Insurance agent Bryce Leonard in Washington today.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Now, we know that the weather has been a big factor in ag in the state of Kansas, as well as the entire Midwest. K-State ag economist Dan O'Brien talks about the effect of the weather on our ag industry. By the way, he's going to be using some graphics that you can find at agmanager.info/news. Here's Dan.
So we've been in a La Nina weather pattern, I should say it. I obtained these graphics from the USDA Ag Outlook conference held a week ago. Of course, we're looking at ag commodities, ag commodity markets, then the rainfall issues, both in the United States and globally are just of paramount importance. So anyway, you see the La Nina rainfall pattern that we're talking about. And if we kind of focus on the United States, on South America and Australia, there's a bunch of other places we could talk on. But if you don't focus on those, the La Nina weather pattern of the last 3 years certainly seems to have played out. You look at the southern U.S. generally being dry. We in Kansas, the Western Corn Belt, we felt that. Relatively decent moisture in parts of the central Corn Belt. We've seen in this last year, the year that we're in dryness in Argentina, southern Brazil, and that would be certainly consistent with this La Nina rainfall pattern. Wetness in northern South America, particularly some of the crop production areas of Brazil. And so in this latest USDA WASDE report that came out earlier this week, we chopped dramatically Argentina corn and soybean production and held steady record high levels in Brazil. So very consistent with this situation. In Australia, we've had record high wheat production for 2-3 years now, particularly this year. So I guess the patterns we see here projected in this La Nina rainfall map really hold well.
And that's Kansas State University ag economist Dan O'Brien.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special stock cow and breeding bull sale Wednesday, March the 15th, starting at 11 a.m. on the first calf heifer pairs, consisting of 20 choice calf-vaccinated Red Angus first calf heifers. They'll have fancy calves beside. There'll be 150 reputation black first calf heifers. They'll have 30 to 75-day-old calves beside. At approximately 12:15 p.m., Klein Cattle Company will be selling 20 18 to 20-month-old Angus and Sim-Angus bulls. They'll be ready for heavy service. They'll also be selling 13 fancy fall-bred first calf heifers, their AI bred, for September 1 calves. Other bulls offered will be Red Angus, Angus, and Hereford bulls. Other fall heifers include 13 Sim-Angus heifers bred to Angus bulls for August calving. There'll be 60 black cows, 6 to 8 years old. They'll have 350 to 450-pound fall calves beside. There'll be 80 black and black-white-faced and red cows, 3 to 5 years old, bred to Angus bulls for fall calves. They'll have 125 black and red cows, 3 to 8 years old, with 30 to 60-day-old spring calves by side, plus 90 home-raised Angus replacement heifers that weigh 7 to 750 pounds. For more information, please call the Manhattan Commission Company at 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Many in Kansas understand the struggles of facing water issues. The city of Hays is no stranger to that. This is Agriculture Today, and I'm Samantha Bennett. Holly Dickman, water conservation specialist with the city of Hays, shares how water conservation efforts in the 1990s has continued to positively impact the city today.
We rely solely on groundwater, mostly from alluvial aquifers around the Smoky Hill River and Big Creek. And so, as you can imagine, if it doesn't rain, maybe those rivers and creeks aren't running quite as much as they would be otherwise. And so our well levels can decline. And obviously, if you have a city that's relying on those water sources, you get a little concerned when there's no rainfall and well levels start to fall. So yes, back in the early 90s, there was a almost crisis in a situation where the city was not able to provide enough water for their citizens. And so that's where water conservation really took off and began. So ever since then, it's been a very high priority, and we continue that to this day.
She shares insight on the citywide efforts that she believes has led to the long-lasting benefits.
One of the biggest ones, I think, was the adoption of some ordinances where the wasting of water is actually prohibited. And so we can actually have tickets given by the Hays Police Department for the wasting of water. But also our water rate structure is such that the more water you use, the greatly more you will pay. The other thing that occurred was a big push for efficient fixtures, low flow shower heads, high efficiency washing machines. And from that day forward, heard, there was more of an effort to educate the public on some of those types of things, and then also to put in place some rebates and programs. And that was all the result of a half-cent sales tax that was actually passed back in the early 90s by the citizens in that area to search for a new water source. And water conservation is itself a water source, if you think about it that way.
Dickman goes on to explain that the city's struggles in the 1990s set them up for success in water conservation later on.
I personally am thankful that we started those programs back in the 90s, because having gone through the drought of 2011, 2012, where some of our neighboring communities had absolutely no outdoor water use completely, we were not having to go to those extremes because we were still in good shape. So having some of those lessons, you know, back then, now we're set in some of those programs and seen as the leaders in the state as far as water conservation goes with some of our outreach and education and programs and things. We've learned that that was a good thing back in the day. Get it started, and now it's kind of a way of life there. Adjusting to the times, maybe working with businesses and working on even new building codes and things that emphasize water efficiency, that's all in place in the city now.
Addressing the ongoing water conservation efforts in an urban city of western Kansas, that was City of Hays Water Conservation Specialist Holly Dickman. I'm Samantha Bennett, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Good morning, everybody. This is Ryan Sommerhalder from Beatrice 77 Livestock here to tell you about our sale today, March 13th. It's a short run due to the moisture and weather, which we are thrilled about. But I want to talk about our starting with our hay consignments that will sell at 12 o'clock noon here on the north side of the barn. In the small square alfalfa, we have 51 second cut and 27 fourth cut, 25 prairie, 112 brome, 71 straw. In the round bales, we have 23 alfalfa second cut, second and third cutting. In the round prairie, we have 17. Round grass, we have 41. We have 12 round corn stalk bales. In the big squares, 3x4x8, we have 18, and we have 6 round rye. On the inside, starting at 12:30, we'll have 8 black and red bred cows, 5 to 8 years old. We'll get a preg in a mouth on those cows as soon as they get in. In the baby calves, we have 1 black white-faced bull calf born on March 11th. We have 1 black heifer calf that's 2 weeks old, and we have 1 black Simcross heifer calf that's 10 days old. In our small run of feeders, we have 13 black and red steers and heifers with a 67-day wean and vac weighing 6 to 650. Those will be the Altisti cattle out of Tecumseh. Now, folks, due to the short run that we have today, I want to talk about our bred cow and pair sale that we have on Thursday, March 23rd at 11 a.m. This sale features 12 first calf bred heifers. And then when we move into the first calf families, we have 40 black first calf heifers. We have 30 F1 black white face families. We have 9 first calf families as well. In the cow calf families, we have 40 black families. Those will be 7 to 9 year old cows. And in the bred cows, we have 42 bred cows. In the auction department, we have the Wymore auction on April 8th. That'll be north of Liberty, Nebraska. That sale features a John Deere 4430, John Deere 64, and a John Deere 6400 tractor. Folks, we'd like to thank you all very much for your business. You can contact the sale barn at 402-223-3571. Denny, Rick, myself, Slim. You can see everything on our website at beatrice77.net, or you can turn the video on at lmaauctions.net, and we just thank you for your business.
Do you still use a straw broom for cleaning chores? A fun look at some broom legend and lore today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores the youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, March 13th, the 72nd day of the year. Singer-songwriter Neil Sedaka and actress Annabeth Gish share a birthday. As you get ready to tackle spring cleaning chores, consider the rich legend and lore surrounding the common household broom. Entering a new home with an old broom is still considered bad luck. A traditional African marriage custom is to jump the broom as a couple symbolically crosses into domestic life. And if your mother ever swatted you with a broom and the straw fell out, you'll know where we get the phrase flying off the handle. While most of us are using more modern floor sweeping gadgets, we will never sweep away the rich folklore of the old-fashioned straw broom. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more fun facts online anytime at almanac.com.
It's 7:30. Yes, 7:30 if you spring forward over the weekend. 23 degrees, a chilly start to the day with highs only around 40, well below seasonal highs.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Edie Hoosier. Well, the Big 12 tournament is officially over, and the Texas Longhorns are the official 2023 Big 12 champions after beating the number one Kansas Jayhawks 76-56 on Saturday. The Jayhawks started off slow going into the half, down by 6 points under the Longhorns. But regardless, it was still a big night for the number 10 forward, Jalen Wilson, putting 24 points on the board overall with 39 minutes of play and 6 rebounds. Joseph Yasufu also put 11 points on the board for the game, with 6 points each for KJ Adams Jr., DeJon Harris, and Grady Dick. The Jayhawks had worked their way up to the championship game after beating number 5 Iowa State by a 71-58 margin. The Texas Longhorns also had their semifinals game on Friday last week as they took on the number 6 TCU Horned Frogs and won 66-60. Dylan Dessou was the big scorer for the Longhorns, putting 18 points on the board against the Jayhawks with 6 rebounds and 2 assists. Marcus Carr and Jabri Rice both had 17 points for the game.
Heston Swathers, a three-peat in the 3A boys state basketball tournament, held off Marysville 50-44, but the Bulldogs fought all night long. Game tied at 20 at the half. Marysville down 2 into 3 quarters, but it was 9 of 12 fourth-quarter free throws for Heston. 11 of 14 in the second half, 13 of 19 free throws for Heston versus 5 of 12 for Marysville. And a poor shooting night for Marysville, under 38% from the field. They fall 50-44. As Heston's led by Jake Proctor with 15 points, Micah Dalston scores 11. Swathers go 25-1, winning 25 straight this year for a third straight title. Marysville led by the underclassman, Willow Tott with 11. Jack Lauer finished with 10. Bulldogs finished their campaign 23-3, falling to Heston 50-44. In the 3A championship Saturday. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierkin.
The Hanover Lady Wildcats claimed their third state championship in school history on Saturday afternoon and evening, winning over the Lebo Lady Wolves in a matchup of unbeaten teams. This one was all Hanover from the start, and they went on to win by 25-59-34. Hanover went 15-8 at the end of the first quarter. 32-16 halftime lead was extended to 21 after 3 at 48-27. They win it by 25-59-34. Anna Gentleman had 20 points, including 8 of 9 free throw shooting for the Lady Cats. Also in double figures with 12 points, Keegan Atkins. A 12-point, 11-rebound double-double for Macy Hawley in her final game as a senior. Aaliyah Sen and Taven Stahlbaumer also saw their careers come to a close for Hanover as state champions as they finished the year at 26-0 with the victory. Lebo is led by Brooklyn Jones with 16, Audrey Peake 13. Lebo finished at 25-1. Again, the Hanover Lady Wildcats, first state championship overall, and the third in the history of Coach Fikeman's career, a 59-34 win over Lebo. 44 KNDY Sports, I'm Dusty Donner.
Frankfort and Norwood squared off for the third place game here this afternoon. And after a little bit of a slow start for both teams, which is expected after the heartbreak of a semifinal loss, finally, Frankfort got going in the late first quarter, an 8-0 run. to take an 8-6 lead into the second quarter. From there, 14-4 in the second quarter, 19-8 in the third quarter is where they really took advantage. Hattie Gross had 14 of her game-high 22 points in the first half, knocked down a couple three-pointers. Frankfurt would get five of them from the game. Norwich would shoot under 20% from the field, and Frankfurt did a really good job of holding them to just one shot, especially in the late first, early second, and into the third quarters when this game was still a little bit in doubt. Got to give a lot of credit to Emma Hardwick, an all-around great game, 9 points, 8 rebounds, and 8 assists. Sydney Wapp added 10 points as well in double digits, and Frankfurt cruised in the second half to a 49-23 win over Norwich to take home third place in a very, very successful season, 22-4 to finish things out for Frankfurt with that third place finish. For 95.5 FM, this is Jason Broadfoot.
Well, after a tough semifinal game on Friday night, the Axtell Eagles boys basketball team finished in fourth place at the state tournament in 1A Division II on Saturday, following the South Central in the third place game 59-45. It was a 12-12 tie after the first quarter, but South Central was able to make a big run there at the end of the first half, 11-0, to take a 12-point lead at the break, 29-17. Axel would get back within seven by the end of the third at 39-32, and trying to push back into the game in the fourth quarter, trying to extend it with some fouls, but couldn't do it. They end up falling by 14, 59-45. Eagles were led by Landon Smith. The freshman had 13 points for the Axel squad off the bench, 10 points added by Brandon Snowflake. South Central got 18 from Jaime Sarmiento. They had three in double figures. Jack Hurd and Gavin Ull each had 10 points. South Central finishes 19-8. The Axel Eagles finished their year at 21-6 in fourth place at the 1A Division tournament. Reporting for KNDY Sports from Great Bend, I'm Dusty Donna.
A pair of Twin Valley League girls championships in the state tournament says Hanover goes undefeated, winning over Lebo 59-34 in 8-man Division II Saturday. In Division I, Donovan West girls took Quinter 55-47. Frankfurt girls finished third in the 8-man division.